What I thought I would do is just there was it seems like there was an engaged conversation in the back, and I don't know if there is a specific person that wants to actually do kind of the report out. There's two areas that I would really like to get some feedback on, and one is one is that initial the key problem spaces. Part of it is again, in the various regions, we hear different. Different things around the key problem space, the key issues in your libraries today. And so if you can actually, articulate those, it will be good for the developers to hear. And it also, it really hits to the point of what we're trying to deliver per region, and worldwide, and kind of setting up the prioritization.
I think the key problems regarding librarians and libraries that it's, we understand the philosophy of open source and we just welcome it, but I guess the lack of IT skills in libraries, especially the smaller ones, is quite challenging just to choose the modules and just make it work in our library because we are a little bit skeptic about it. Because we understand that it's not the philosophy of open source, but we just get used to have a box and then use the box, and we don't need to do any IT stuff with it. That's why some of us are a little bit skeptic about it, because we just don't see that we have the possibility to have IT guys to help our work or job. Or am I right? Or great.
It's interesting is that going back about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, EBSCO, they did a lot of market research internationally around open source. And they went to libraries, all different types of libraries, and said, what is your view of open source? And 97% of libraries said, oh, it's fantastic. We love open source. And then we'd ask the question, the market research organization would ask the question, do you think there's space in the market for an open source library services platform? And libraries said, well, I think it was 67% said, oh, yeah, definitely. And then the question was, well, would you adopt one? And then it dropped down to 32% said yes. And so, you drop from 97%, down to 32%. And so, we had follow-up conversations to say, well, what's, what's, why is there that, that delta there? What's that space there? And they would say, well, one, we don't have the people in-house to manage the technology. We see that as a lot of work. We worry that we've seen open source projects be adopted and then dropped, et cetera. And one of the questions in the follow-up then said, well, what if we support it, if it was a commercial entity supporting services and supporting maintenance, updates, et cetera. And what if it, is multiple companies so that, you bring the risk factor down? And then, of course, it started to build up of people looking at, more that this would be an option. I think the Folio community has we need to work on messaging and aligning to other software spaces where there is a lot of open source that's supported by commercial entities, with companies like MongoDB or there's a community offering, but then there's hosting and services. Elasticsearch and things like that. So we have, I think we have some work to do to quell that anxiety around open source. I think Mark brought it up earlier, is the idea that that a lot of our management many times don't realize how much open source they use. That, you know, most of the web frameworks and, you know, most of the internet is driven by open source. But we are also the curators and protectors of cultural heritage, and so there's that, you know, that feeling of risk that we need to work on, and say that we have this, open source solution that has multiple institutions, but also has a battalion of commercial entities and interests behind it as well. So, point taken. I want to bring us to this question that, because of some of the conversations I've had in the coffee breaks and during lunch and during the breakout, I'm very curious if there's questions that, you know, we had a lot of technical today and we had a lot of vision. There was comments to me of like, well, you know, how much is there? And I think we tried to get across that there is, you know, there's the core of the platform, that, you know, Okapi, that central piece, is there, and we're starting to build on top of it. And there's decisions being made around schema support and knowledge bases, and there's room under this big tent for your engagement on your concerns or your you know, ideas. And you know, I'll say again, there's places to engage around the Folio community. There's these special interest groups that are incredibly welcoming and are want input from all regions. And it can start with just dropping into their meetings. If you go to the wiki, their meetings are published and they're open, and you can engage just to see what it's about. For the conversations, there's many of them have updates every 2 weeks, and there's open conversations online, you know, via WebEx. There's a lot going on in discourse, and I would still strongly say, hey, you know, please engage there around your interests. But are there other questions, especially now that we have the developers back in the room? Are there other questions that we're not, we haven't, areas that we haven't hit upon, or that things that you still wonder about the project and the community? Well, please engage then online if there are, if there's anything that you're curious about within discourse and discuss. Neil. Yeah. So I'm going to say again, thank you for letting us come today and present. And I had some great conversations during the breaks and during lunch. And I hope that you continue to have interest and look at the project, watch the project. Great. Cheers.
I would like also thank you for the presenters and for the very interesting and encouraging words and presentations. And we all hope that we can be part of that process and can contribute as far as we can. And it could be a beginning of a long journey for us all. Thank you so much for the participants who came today and for the active participation. Thank you.